welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. It's good to have you join me today. And before I go into the Word, I just feel I'd like to take a moment to pray for you, whatever your needs are, physically or emotionally or spiritually. You might be going through a battle, or maybe, you know, just a whirlwind is surrounding you in terms of the work of the enemy. Let's just turn to God and ask Him to minister by His Spirit to you so that we all can receive the Word of God. Amen. Lord, I thank You for every listener. And Lord, even those who might have just tuned in by accident, Lord, it wasn't by accident. You had a plan, You had a purpose. And right now, Lord, I speak peace to the troubled waters. I ask, Father, just as Jesus did when He was on this earth, He spoke and the winds became quiet and still. Lord, the storm that raged around the disciples, Jesus, calm that storm. And Lord, I ask You to do the same for Your beloved. Lord, whatever turmoil, Lord, and it might not even be external, it might not be situations and people and things they're dealing with, but it could be a turmoil within. It could be trouble of heart, trouble of soul. It could be confusion. It could be uncertainty. Lord, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Lord, give that one that wisdom they need, discernment. That You will lead us in a straight path because of our enemies. You've promised that, Lord, time and time again. And so, Lord, I thank You for the ministering to Your beloved, whatever is needed, whether it's physical healing, whether it's emotional healing. Bind up the brokenhearted. That was one of the things the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus to do. And the Spirit of the Lord is on this broadcast to bind up the brokenhearted. As we join our hearts in faith, the Spirit of the Lord is not limited by time, by distance. And right now, as you reach out into faith, He's able to lift the troubled heart. As you cast your cares upon Him, He cares for you, beloved. Let Him touch you right now. Feel the reality of Jesus' presence. And just fling yourself into His arms and know that He cares for you, He loves for you, that there's provision, not only financial provision, but the provision that you're looking for in friends and relationships, the right church home, the things that you need, God's mindful of. And so, Lord, I thank You, Father, in Jesus' name, You'll minister to their needs. And also, Lord, as You cause us now to go into the Word of God, let Your anointing be on the Word of God. Help me to be able to share the good things that You've given us in the Word. And let us let hope arise in every heart. Let our faith be stirred. We declare, Lord, You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we have to confess that if it was up to us, we couldn't maybe stir our faith very high. We can't manufacture faith, Lord. We can act on our faith, but You give us faith. So, Father, I thank You for stirring and imparting, Lord, a measure of Your trust, of Your faith, of Your confidence that You are a God who is in charge of our lives, and we do not need to fear the arrow that flieth by day nor the terror by night. We do not need to fear the tongues of the enemy. We do not need to be ashamed as we put our trust in You, Lord. You will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. In Jesus' name, we thank You for it. Praise God, praise God. I feel His mighty anointing. Thank You, Lord. Lord, we just praise You. We're taking a moment to just thank You, Lord, for the lives that are being touched right now. In Jesus' name, bless You, Lord. Well, I've been ministering on the importance and necessity of having a personal vision of God. And you know what? That's exactly what happened to Job. We looked very briefly on yesterday's broadcast about Job, and I trust most of you all know the story. He went through great calamity, and he was complaining to God, and he didn't understand at all what was going on. And as I've shared frequently, you might be a new listener, so I'll share it one more time. I won't promise this last, however, that he didn't know what was going on. But there was a divine drama occurring in heaven when the enemy, Satan, charged God that, God, the only reason Job serves you is because you've blessed him so abundantly. You put a hedge around him. I can't even get through to him because there's a hedge. And the Lord said, okay, all right, he's in your hand. Just don't take his life. And so we see the traumas and the tragedies that Job goes through. Everything is taken from him, and his wife, who should have supported him, says, well, Job, why don't you curse God and die? So, you know, he's left totally alone on the ash heap, you know, just trying to understand what has happened in his life. But what has occurred is there was a challenge, a gauntlet thrown down by Satan and said, ha, you take away his blessings, he won't serve you. And the wonderful thing is, in spite of his lack of understanding, in spite of the physical, emotional, and spiritual pain, and you know what, beloved, if you've ever gone through the dark night of the soul, you've gone through sustained and prolonged trials, there's a spiritual pain. God, don't you love me? Why is this happening to me? Lord, I've done everything I've known to serve you. I've tried to walk upright before you. There's spiritual pain in not understanding. In fact, you know, Job said, when I consider God, I'm afraid. You know, when I think of him, there's times in my own life I went through such heartache. I knew it was the enemy, but I knew God allowed it, and I was just afraid of what next God was going to allow. Perhaps some of you can relate to that. But beloved, our God is a wonderful God, and we need a vision, because after God shows up and for two chapters just doesn't answer his questions, talks about himself, what happens? Job gets a vision of God. And beloved, when we get a vision of God, we begin to see God differently. We begin to see others differently, and we are changed. We're changed. I want to take a moment and turn now to the 15th chapter of Luke, and I want to read verses 1 and 2. And there the word says, then drew near unto him, that's Jesus, all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now, we've probably read that scripture as we've, you know, read in our daily Bible reading. We haven't paid too much attention to that. But the interesting thing to note, this is not a one-time occurrence, but this occurred regularly. We read the Gospels, we see that Jesus sought out the rejected, the outcast, the sinners. As a result, he was criticized by the Pharisees, the religious bunch. And Luke, as he relates this, he wants us to know that it was a continual, ongoing occurrence. Sinners had no regard for the Jewish law. They were considered the riffraff of society. They could care less what the Pharisees thought. They had no regard for God. They could care less. And who was even below the sinners in that day were the tax collectors. They were hated. They were even considered below sinners. Why? Because they had sold out to Rome for their personal advantage. And so the religious people said he was a friend of sinners. Beloved, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad Jesus is a friend to sinners? That's what we all were before we came to the Lord. But once we've come to him and he's washed our sins away, we're no longer a sinner. We are a saint of God. And it doesn't mean that we don't have sin in our lives, that we don't stumble, but we can thank God that if we confess our sins, which we need to do, live in a state of humility and repentance, he's faithful to forgive us our sins. Isn't it wonderful that because he was a friend of sinners, he would be our friend? You know, sometimes we forget that's our story, especially when we've been in the church world for a while. a long time. You know, he wants to do that for others also. Jesus is on a search and rescue mission. Remember the parable of the one sheep? What did he do? He said, which one of you have lost a sheep? You know, he's got 99 sheep. Won't he go and search for it? Well, you know, in our society today, it's not an agricultural a type of society or that was hands-on. Or it's not a ranching community as there's some areas of the U.S. Years ago, I was up in Duck Valley, and that's one of the last bastions of the Old West. It's, you know, cowboys and Indians. That's where they ranch. And of course, I lived as pastor on the reservation for almost a couple of years. But anyway, in that kind of culture, every sheep is valued. I know up at Duck Valley, you know, it was a tragic thing when a rancher had a cow or a steer hit by traffic. You know, it's open range up there. And so even one animal was a great loss. And then, as we know from this parable, the master would joyfully share this news with others. He was extremely happy. He was rejoicing. And remember the parable about the lost coin? You know, we maybe can't relate to that. I suppose we can relate to losing money. All of us can do that. But it said she lost just one coin. Well, you know, we can't, as I say, relate that much to the particular situation. But in that day, when someone was married, the woman received 10 silver coins. And for her to lose one of these, that was a great loss. It wasn't not only a financial loss, but it was an emotional attachment. And so she was very concerned. Imagine if you lost your wedding ring. How would you feel? That would be somewhat devastating, would it not? So, beloved, we just have to rest in the fact, I see my time is rapidly moving away from me, and I'm going to have to bring this broadcast to a close. But I thank you for joining me today. And I just praise the Lord that there are some of you, you know, you need the support of agreeing prayer. And I invite you to write. There's a sister writing from Lithonia, Georgia, and she says, praise the Lord. Sister Judith, may God, our powerful King, Master, continue to bless you in your ministry, which has been there for me as a spiritual guide as we travel the road of the straight and narrow. You're in my prayers daily. I thank God for you. And then she says, thank you for the daily Bible reading calendar. I will treasure it and your friendship. Praise God. Well, beloved, thank you so much for joining me. And in just a few moments, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. Won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, that encourages my heart when you write. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.